Hey, what's going on? Welcome. It is now February 4th, 2021. And since my last podcast here in New York, we've had a snowstorm with another one on the way. And it is Thursday. Another day, another grind, another work day. Another day to try to be productive and just trying to get through it. I mean, listen, this almost 365 days of COVID has not been easy for anyone whatsoever. We either have had COVID or haven't had COVID. We either know someone with COVID and survived it, or unfortunately, we know someone who passed away because of COVID. So it hasn't been easy. Most of us that are parents have now taken on a new role. Actually, not a new role, but more of a teaching role than we were before. Because if we have young ones and they don't know how to use a computer much, then, you know, we're there teaching and being able to help them be productive. And that's a whole change in itself. Obviously, depending on the child, depending on the education, you know, it is without a doubt very tough, very, very tough. And then that goes to let me think about a situation. Now, if you were born in the 1980s and you were into somewhat video games, you can probably adapt to this story. When I first bought my first Nintendo, I think I was 10 years old. And obviously, it came with Mario Brothers and Duck Hunt. And the only reason why I got it because my best friend Eric had it at the time. And I said, you know what? I want one. I kind of saved up for it. My parents were like, okay, you know what? We're doing good in school. They'll pay for half. So, that's what happened. So I got it, and obviously one game turned into two games, turned into three, turned to four, turned to 10, right? And obviously, you know, you want to get the new game out, and obviously when that game wasn't working, you were going, you were blowing on it to make it work, you know, and all of a sudden now, video games was a thing. Everybody wanted a new game. I remember one game in particular, Contra. Now, we all know the secret to Contra, all right? Getting the 30 guys, up, up, down, down, left, right, B, A, B, A, select, start, boom. What does that get you? 30 lives, baby, 30 lives. Can you beat the game in 30 lives? That was a challenge. And then, can you do it without the 30 lives? Now, I remember when I started playing, it was frustrating because with 3 lives, like, damn, like going at it, you're almost at the end of damn. And kind of like kids now, you know, when they get frustrated, they throw these tantrums like, I hate this, da-da-da-da. And I go back to thinking, you know, I remember I was like that. I was like that more for video games than anything else. And then as I got older into my sports, it's like I couldn't get this move. I would always say, damn. But for me, that was a challenge. That's what drove me. Now, it didn't discourage me because I couldn't do it. It drove me because I wanted to do it that much more than I couldn't do it. And I think that's what a lot of these kids have not caught on yet. That it's not that it's frustrating because you can't do it. It's got to be frustrating because you want to do it. And I get it. But to throw tantrums and stuff like that, we got to be able to help our kids not throw tantrums. And hey, listen, you're going to not get this the first time. You're not going to get it the second time. You being an athlete, when you're up at bat, you're a baseball player, you're not hitting a home run the first time you're at bat. That's definitely not happening. We all know that. You know, when you're playing basketball, you're not going to hit a three-pointer the first time you learn to shoot a basket, because that's not happening. Because you have to learn on how to position your body, okay, how to shoot the ball from close and then work yourself out. There come steps to doing things. And just like in life, we have to, every small step leads to a bigger gain. Take a look at the way houses are built, castles are built, all built by small bricks, small pieces to become one huge unit. So let's just take that in mind. And I know we all know that as adults and such. I think we have to let the younger generation know that as well. That listen, it's not the big leap that gets you there. It's working your way up to be strong enough to take that big leap. So all those small steps, bang, bang, it's going to help you get to a bigger goal. All right. Enjoy, guys. Enjoy.